وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ وَمَا يَكْفُرُ بِهَا إِلَّا الْفَاسِقُونَ أَوَكُلَّمَا عَاهَدُوا عَهْدًا نَبَذَهُ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ من عند الله مصدق لما معهم نبذ فريق من الذين أوتوا الكتاب كتاب الله وراء ظهورهم كأنهم لا يعلمون واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون الناس السحر وما أنزل على الملكين ببابل هاروت وماروت وما يعلمان من أحد حتى يقولا إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر فيتعلمون منهما ما يفرقون به بين المرء وزوجه وما هم بضارين به من أحد إلا بإذن الله ويتعلمون ما يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ولقد علموا لمن اشتراه ما له في الآخرة من خلاق ولبئس ما شروا به أنفسهم لو كانوا يعلمون ولو أنهم آمنوا واتقوا لمثوبة من عند الله خير لو كانوا يعلمون.
Allah's statements: And indeed we have sent down to you manifest ayat, and none disbelieve in them but fasiqun, that is, those who rebel against Allah's command. Is it not the case that every time they make a covenant, some party among them throw it aside? Nay, the truth is, most of them believe not. And when there came to them a messenger from Allah, that is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, confirming what was with them, a party of those who were given the scripture threw away the book of Allah behind their backs as if they did not know. They followed what the shayateen, that is devils, gave out, that is falsely, of the magic in the lifetime of Sulaiman, that is Solomon. Sulaiman did not disbelieve, but the shayateen, that is devils, disbelieved, teaching men magic and such things that came down at Babylon to the two angels Harut and Marut. But neither of those two angels taught anyone such things till they had said, "We are for trial, so disbelieve not by learning this magic from us." And from these angels people learn that by which they cause separation between man and his wife, but they could not thus harm anyone except by Allah's leave. And they learn that which harms them and profits them not. And indeed they knew that the buyers of it, that is magic, would have no share in the hereafter. And how bad indeed was that for which they sold their own selves, if they but knew. And if they had believed and guarded themselves from evil and kept their duty to Allah, far better would have been the reward from their Lord, if they but knew. Chapter 2, verses 99-103, Al-Quran. The next topic is proofs of Muhammad's prophethood. Imam Abu Ja'far bin Jarir said that Allah's statement, "And indeed we have sent down to you manifest ayat," means, "We have sent to you, O Muhammad, clear signs that testify to your prophethood." These ayat are contained in the Book of Allah, that is Quran, which narrates the secrets of the knowledge that the Jews possess, which they hid, and the stories of their earlier generations. The Book of Allah also mentions the texts in the books of the Jews that are known to only the rabbis and scholars, and the sections where they altered and distorted the rulings of the Torah. Since Allah mentioned all of this in His book, revealed to His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this fact alone should be enough evidence for those who are truthful with themselves and who wish to avoid bringing themselves to destruction due to envy and transgression. Further, human instinct testifies to the truth that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent with and the clear signs that he brought, which he did not learn or acquire from mankind. Ad-Dahhak said that Ibn Abbas said that, "And indeed we have sent down to you manifest ayat," means you recite and convey this book to them day and night, although you are an ummi, that is unlettered, who never read a book, yet you inform them of what they have in their own books. Allah stated that this fact should serve as an example, a clear sign and a proof against them, if they but knew. The next topic is the Jews break their covenants. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent and Allah reminded the Jews of the covenant that they had with him, especially concerning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Malik bin As-Saif said, "By Allah, Allah never made a covenant with us about Muhammad, nor did he take a pledge from us at all." Allah then revealed, "Is it not the case that every time they make a covenant, some party among them throw it aside?" Al-Hasan al-Basri said that Allah's statement, "Nay, the truth is, most of them believe not," means there is not a promise that they make, but they break it and abandon it. They make a promise today and break it tomorrow. The next topic is the Jews abandoned the Book of Allah and practiced magic. As-Suddi commented on, "And when there came to them a messenger from Allah, that is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, confirming what was with them," means when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to them, they wanted to contradict and dispute with him using the Torah. However, the Torah and the Quran affirmed each other, so the Jews gave up on using the Torah and took the book of Asaf and the magic of Harut and Marut, which indeed did not confirm to the Quran. Hence Allah's statement, "As if they did not know." Also Qatada said that Allah's statement, "As if they did not know," means they knew the truth but abandoned it, hid it, and denied the fact that they even had it. The next topic is magic existed before Sulaiman or Solomon. As-Suddi said that Allah's statement, "They followed what the shayateen, that is devils, gave out falsely of the magic in the lifetime of Sulaiman," means during the time of Prophet Solomon, beforehand the devils used to ascend to heaven and eavesdrop on the conversations of the angels about what will occur on the earth regarding death, other incidents, or unseen matters. They would convey this news to the soothsayers, and the soothsayers would in turn convey the news to the people. The people would believe what the soothsayers told them as being true. When the soothsayers trusted the devils started to lie to them and added other words to the true news that they heard, to the extent of adding 70 false words to each true word. The people recorded these words in some books. Soon after, the children of Israel said that the jinns know matters of the unseen. When Solomon was sent as a prophet, he collected these books in a box and buried it under his throne. Any devil that dared get near the box was burned. Solomon said, "I will not hear of anyone who says that the devils know the unseen, but I will cut off his head." When Solomon died and the scholars who knew the truth about Solomon perished, there came another generation. To them, the devil materialized in the shape of a human and said to some of the children of Israel, "Should I lead you to a treasure that you will never be able to use up?" They said, "Yes." he said, "Dig under this throne." And he went with them and showed them Solomon's throne. They said to him, "Come closer." He said, "No, I will wait for you here, and if you do not find the treasure, then kill me." They dug and found the buried books. And Satan said to them, "Solomon only controlled the humans, devils, and birds with this magic." Thereafter, the news that Solomon was a sorcerer spread among the people, and the children of Israel adopted these books. When Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, they disputed with him, relying on these books. Hence Allah's statement, "Sulaiman did not disbelieve, but the shayateen, that is devils, disbelieved." The next topic is the story of Harut and Marut and the explanation that they were angels. Allah said, "And such things that came down at Babylon to the two angels, Harut and Marut, but neither of these two angels taught anyone such things, till they had said, 'We are for trial, so disbelieve not by learning this magic from us.' And from these angels people learn that by which they cause separation between man and his wife." There is a difference of opinion regarding this story. It was said that this ayah denies that anything was sent down to the two angels, as Al-Qurtubi stated, and then referred to the ayah, "Sulaiman did not disbelieve," saying, "The negation applies in both cases." Allah then said, "But the shayateen, that is devils, disbelieved, teaching men magic and such things that came down at Babylon to the two angels." The Jews claimed that Gabriel and Michael, that is Jibril and Mikhail, brought magic down to the two angels, but Allah refuted this false claim. Also, Ibn Jarir reported that Al-Awfi said that Ibn Abbas said about Allah's statement, "And such things that came down at Babylon to the two angels," means Allah did not send magic down. Also, Ibn Jarir narrated that Arabi bin Anas said about Allah's statement, "And such things that came down to the two angels," Allah did not send magic down to them. Ibn Jarir commented, "This is the correct explanation of this ayah." Allah's statement, "They followed what the shayateen, that is devils, gave out falsely in the lifetime of Sulaiman," meaning magic. However, neither did Solomon disbelieve, nor did Allah send magic with the two angels. The devils, on the other hand, disbelieved and taught magic to the people of the Babylon of Harut and Marut. Ibn Jarir continued, "If someone asks about explaining this ayah in this manner, we say that they followed what the shayateen, that is devils, gave out falsely in the lifetime of Sulaiman," means magic. Solomon neither disbelieved, nor did Allah send magic with the two angels. However, the devils disbelieved and taught magic to the people in the Babylon of Harut and Marut, meaning Gabriel and Michael, for Jewish sorcerers claimed that Allah sent magic by the words of Gabriel and Michael to Solomon, son of David. Allah denied this false claim and stated to his prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Jibreel and Mikael were not sent with magic. Allah also exonerated Solomon from practicing magic, which the devils taught to the people of Babylon by the hands of two men, Harut and Marut. Hence, Harut and Marut were two ordinary men, not angels or Gabriel or Michael. These were the words of At-Tabari, and this explanation is not plausible. Many among the Salaf said that Harut and Marut were angels who came down from heaven to earth and did what they did, as the ayah stated. To confirm this opinion with the fact that the angels are immune from error, we say that Allah had eternal knowledge what these angels would do, just as He had eternal knowledge that Iblis would do as he did, while Allah referred to him being among the angels. Allah's statement, "And remember when we said to the angels, 'Prostrate yourselves before Adam,' and they prostrated, except Iblis, that is Satan, he refused. Chapter 20, verse 116, Al-Quran, and so forth. However, what Harut and Marut did was less evil than what Iblis, may Allah curse him, did. Al-Qurtubi reported this opinion from Ali, Ibn Mas'ud, Ibn Abbas, Ibn Umar, Ka'ab al-Ahbar, As-Suddi, and Al-Kalbi. The next topic is, learning magic is kufr. Allah said, but neither of these two angels taught anyone such things till they had said, we are for trial, so disbelieve not by learning this magic from us. Abu Ja'far al-Razi said that Ar-Rabi' bin Anas said that Qais bin Abbad said that Ibn Abbas said, when someone came to the angels to learn magic, they would discourage him and say to him, we are only a test, so do not fall into disbelief. They had knowledge of what is good and evil. And what constitutes belief and disbelief. And they thus knew that magic is a form of disbelief. When the person who came to learn magic still insisted on learning it, they commanded him to go to such and such place, where if he went, Satan would meet him and teach him magic. When this man would learn magic, the light of faith would depart him, and he would see it shining and flying away in the sky. He would then proclaim, oh my sorrow, woe unto me, what should I do? Al-Hasan al-Basri said that this ayah means the angel was sent with magic so that people whom Allah willed would be tried and tested. Allah made them promise that they would not teach anyone until first proclaiming, we are a test for you, do not befall into disbelief. It was recorded by Ibn Abi Hatim. Also Qatada said, Allah took this covenant to not teach anyone magic until they said, we are a test, therefore do not fall in disbelief. Also, As-Suddi said, when a man would come to the two angels, they would advise him, do not fall into disbelief. We are a test. When the man would ignore their advice, they would say, go to that pile of ashes and urinate on it. When he would urinate on the ashes, a light, meaning the light of faith, would depart from him and would shine until it entered heaven. Then something black that appeared to be smoke would ascend and enter his ears and the rest of his body. And this is Allah's anger. When he told the angels what happened, they would teach him magic. So Allah's statement, but neither of these two angels taught anyone such things till they had said, we are for trial, so disbelieve not by learning this magic from us. Sunayd said that Hajjaj said that Ibn Juraj commented on this ayah, that is chapter 200. They also mentioned the hadith that Abu Bakr al-Bazzar recorded from Abdullah, which states, whoever came to a soothsayer or a sorcerer and disbelieved in what he said will have disbelieved in what Allah revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith has an authentic chain of narration, and there are other hadith which support it. The next topic is causing a separation between the spouses is one of the effects of magic. Allah said, and from these angels people learn that by which they cause separation between man and his wife. This means the people learned magic from Harut and Marut and indulged in evil acts that included separating spouses, even though spouses are close to and intimately associate with each other. This is the devil's work. Muslim recorded that Jabir bin Abdullah said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Satan erects his throne on water and sends his emissaries among the people. The closest person to him is the person who causes the most fitna. One of them, that is a devil, would come to him and would say, I kept inciting so and so until he said such and such words. Iblis says, no, by Allah, you have not done much. Another devil would come to him and would say, I kept inciting so and so until I separated between him and his wife. Satan would draw him closer and embrace him, saying, "Yes, you did well." Separation between a man and his wife occurs here because each spouse imagines that the other spouse is ugly or ill-mannered, etc. The next topic is Allah's appointed term supersedes everything. Allah said, "But they could not thus harm anyone except by Allah's leave." Sufyan al-Thawri commented, "Except by Allah's appointed term." Further, Al-Hasan al-Basri said that Allah's statement, "But they could not thus harm anyone except by Allah's leave," means Allah allows magicians to adversely affect whomever He wills and saves whomever He wills from them. Sorcerers never bring harm to anyone except by Allah's leave. Allah's statement, "And they learn that which harms them and profits them not," means it harms the religion and does not have a benefit compared to its harm. Allah said, "And indeed they knew that the buyers of it, that is magic, would have no khalaq, that is share in the hereafter," meaning the Jews, who preferred magic over following the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, knew that those who commit the same error shall have no khalaq in the hereafter. Ibn Abbas, Mujahid, and As-Suddi stated that no khalaq means no share. Allah then said, "And how bad indeed was that for which they sold their own selves, if they but knew, and if they had believed and guarded themselves from evil and kept their duty to Allah, far better would have been the reward from their Lord, if they but knew." Allah stated, "And how bad," meaning what they preferred, that is magic, instead of faith and following the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if they but comprehend the advice. Allah said, "And if they had believed and guarded themselves from evil and kept their duty to Allah, far better would have been the reward from their Lord," meaning had they believed in Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and avoided the prohibitions, then Allah's reward for these good deeds would have been better for them than what they chose and preferred for themselves. Similarly, Allah said, "But those who had been given religious knowledge said, 'Woe to you, the reward of Allah in the hereafter is better for those who believe and do righteous good deeds, and this none shall attain except as-sabirun, that is the patient in following the truth.'" Chapter 28, verse 80, Al-Quran.